This is text 8 from Bhajan Rahasyam Shastiyam Sadhana. Bhajan at the level of Bhav. And these series of verses are pointing us in a direction how to develop Bhav and what happens at the level of Bhav. And this is Raghunuga Bhakti, which is the precursor to Bhava Bhakti and what Raghunuga Bhakti entails. And yesterday we heard about the Swabhishta Bhava Maya Sarana, Swabhishta Bhava Sambandhi, and Aviruta, and then Avirot, whatever, there's different aspects of Bhava Bhakti. So this is text 8. This is Mahaprabhu Madhya Lila, chapter 1, verse 211. He describes the outward behavior of a follower of Raghunuga Bhakti. It's kind of like a riddle. He spoke a little bit of a riddle. Para vyasanini nari vyagrapi grihakaramasu tad eva swad dayat yantar navasanga rasayanam. When a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she continues to carry out her many household duties. However, within her heart, she relishes the new pleasure of meeting with her paramour. Similarly, this is a commentary, a devotee may be engaged in activities within this world, but he always relishes the rasa of Krishna that he has tasted in the association of devotees. So this was spoken instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave to Rupa and Sanatan. He was, because they were absorbed, they were in politics at the time, they were not able to free themselves up from politics and join Lord Chaitanya. So he spoke in this riddle. In other words, carry on with your external activities while internally cultivating love for Krishna. Well, this is an instruction Lord Chaitanya gave to two great devotees, Rupa and Sanatan, who were ministers in the government of Hussein Shah during the Muslim control of India. So he's saying, when the time is right, you'll be able to join me. But for now, carry on. So this is applicable to many people in different stages of life. We're in college, or we're in a household situation or work situation. We're not able to live full-time in Vrindavan. We're engaged in Nirjan Bhajan all the time. So that's all right. Carry on externally, but internally continue with the cultivation of attachment and love for Krishna. Don't pay much attention to the externals, because the external situation that we're caught up in is only the result of our prarabdha karma. Our prarabdha karma has propelled us to be in a particular part of the world, engaged in particular activity, and that's from our last life. So that's inescapable for the most part. And when that prarabdha karma is unwound to a large extent, then Krishna will open other doors for us and allow us to move closer and closer to Him. It is all under His divine sanction. But in any condition, in any situation, one can practice bhakti. It's told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that there's no material condition or any material obstacle or any material condition which can put an obstacle to devotional service. Because devotional service is transcendental. Being transcendental, bhakti is not influenced by time or place, because all these places are material. Every place in this world is material, every portion of time is material. Every circumstance and situation we find ourselves in, dealing with people in this world, is material. But bhakti is transcendental. It transcends all people, places, time, everything. You can connect with Krishna in any circumstance, in jail or in the house or in the work or in the job. By thinking, remembering, chanting, praying. There's no limitation. Bhakti is like ghosts. Ghosts can go right through walls. You see, they go right through. There's a wall that ghosts can come right through the wall. You can live in a steel box and the ghosts can come through the walls. Because they're not, they're a subtle body. They can move between the elements. Their body is more fine than the elements. So in the same way, bhakti is more subtle than that. Bhakti emanates from this is the energy of the Lord. Bhakti is aprakrita. Aprakrita. Transcendental. It is Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti. Transcendental energy. So it's finer than the finest and the finest and the finest. How fine is the Atma? How fine is the energy of consciousness? And that's only Tattvastha Shakti. Tattvastha Shakti. But Bhakti is Sarup Shakti. It's the finest, highest vibratory force in the entire universe, and totally transcendental. So it can go everywhere, penetrate anywhere, and be practiced anywhere. In this verse, by using a mundane example, Mahaprabhu is explaining both the internal and external behaviors of the rag, marg, sadaka. A woman who is attached to her paramour, that means her illicit lover, very competently performs her household duties so that her husband doesn't catch on to her secret lover. But her mind and heart are always with her lover. She remembers when she was laughing and exchanging love with her beloved, and she relishes the happiness of those memories, and she relishes the happiness of their most recent meeting. Similarly, the rag marg sadaka always tastes the pleasure of serving Bhagavan within his heart, even though he seems to be occupied with various duties. So devotees may be busy with home affairs, but internally they're detached from them because they're relishing bhakti ras, the taste of serving Krishna. So Prabhupada used to say that married life, what is married life? Married life, one has to learn the art of showing affection. One has to learn the art of showing affection without attachment. This is quite a unique art. Learn the art of showing affection for your children and your wife or husband and not become attached. And receiving their affection and not becoming attached. The attachment, the rati, the asakti should be a Krishna asakti. I'm attached to Krishna. Okay, I'm nice to my wife, my children. But I'm just thinking of my Thakur. And when I'm done here, I'm going to chant bhajans or put them to rest or offer them some nice food, or I'm meditating on their leelas. And, oh, yes, that's nice. Everything's fine. So I'm showing affection but inside my heart. And no one can get on. No one can understand that I have a secret lover. My secret lover is Bhagavan. Is Bhagavan and Bhagavati. Bhagavati Radha, Bhagavan Krishna. Radha and Krishna, my secret lover. And my mind is always there. Oh, that's nice to see you, very nice. Oh, and I look at the clock. Oh, it's 2:00. Krishna's in the Radhakund, this water splashing in this one. Yeah, oh yeah, that's nice, you know. Grandmother did this and that. That was very good. So, you're in the world and not of the world. This is the art. Jesus taught the art. Rupa Goswami teaches the art. Everyone teaches the art. Jesus was teaching Raganuga Bhakti. Be in the world and not of the world. Right? This was being taught here by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a riddle. It's a riddle, but that's what he's saying. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, the Raganuga Bhakta continues to follow the external rules relating to his varnashram duties while internally relishing the flavors of Krishna's pastimes. Such Vaishnavas are very cleverly serving Krishna. It's called bhajan chaturyam. That's a very nice concept. Chatur, clever, naughty. Like a boy is called chatur. Naughty boy going this and that. Chatur. Chatur Krishna. So, bhajan chaturyam. Chaturyam means to be very clever in bhajan. Very expert. So, some people don't have to be so clever. If they're living in Vrindavan, living by themselves, have their own bhajan kuti, then no one's checking, no one's saying. Day and night they can chat freely and read and But still, rag marg, it necessitates this principle. This was just discussed in other places, bhajan chaturyam, which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said that. And people say, oh, you know, the Gaudiya Math, ISKCON, they don't have anything. They're all external. They're all invited marg. They're just doing pracharak and harinam. And then Bhakti Sanatana says, yes, yes, you're very correct. We're very external. We're just doing Harinam. And meanwhile, he's, you know, doing Nitya Seva to Kamala Manjari. He's Nayana Mani Manjari. Oh, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he used to say that the impression I got from my Guru Maharaj is that my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati, was completely identifying with his father, Bhakti Vinod. He printed all his books. He was always, he followed all his orders. He's very much identifying with him. And so he was saying that we feel that we're members of the Bhakti Vinod Parivar. Like there's Narottam Parivar. Narottam, of course, his guru only had one disciple. Lokanath Goswami was the guru of Narottam, and he only initiated one, Narottam. And Narottam initiated thousands. All of Manipur state was converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And Assam, Agartala, Tripura, and all up in that place, and also Bengal. So Narottam Parivar is very far, wide and broad, and many followers. And all coming from Narottam Parivar. So he was saying, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's disciples saying, we think, we understand that from our Guru Maharaj that actually we're in the Bhakti Vinod Parivar. We're following Bhakti Vinod. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was Nayana Mani Manjari, and he was very much absorbed in his internal bhajan, and he would reveal that because he ordered all of his temples. They take the whole month of Kartik off, wherever they are, to absorb themselves. They sit 5-6 times a day together, and they sing Astakaliya bhajans, and they discuss all the different 8 yamas, or sadhana yamas, shastiyam sadhana, etc., bhajan rahasyam. And they don't go anywhere. They just stay in a temple, wherever they are, for 1 month. Because he said, this is our bhajan. Astakaliya bhajan is our bhajan. I mean, this is our prayojan. And so 1 month a year, everyone's absorbed in that. And those that have the adhikar, they continue through the other 11 months. And those that don't, then they go out, they're engaged in various ways by Guru Maharaj, and pracharak, and puja, and writing, and printing, and all these things. So this is, one has to be very clever. The principle that Lord Chaitanya is discussing here is bhajan chaturiyam. That one must go on, no matter what the in other words, no matter, the show must go on. We have this phrase in English, the show must go on. So this is the idea. The rag marg sadaka, he always tastes the pleasure of serving Bhagavan within his heart, even though he seems to be occupied with various duties. The opinion of the acharyas is that externally one should serve with the physical body, and internally one should remember Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes, associates, and so forth. So smaran begins in different levels. Right now, in the beginning, depending on the purity of our mind and the depth of our ruchi and asakti, we'll remember Krishna's name. And that's the first nishta. Smaran nishta is in Krishna's name. And that's called nishta. This is the first smaran. First we have nam smaran, rup smaran, guna smaran, lila smaran. So nam smaran comes to the level of nishta. Nishta comes when we're saturated with 4 qualities: humility, pridelessness, offering pride, respect to others, and not expecting respect in return. This is called nishta. One becomes nishta in bhakti when one exhibits the 4 qualities glorified by Lord Chaitanya in the 3rd verse of Shikshastakam. Trinadapi sunichena turari vasahishina amanina manidena kirtaniya sadhari. Kirtaniya sadhari means nam smaran. That the name is always with the person. The person is always chanting name. And then that name will bring him to the stage of rup smaran, where he'll remember Krishna's form. The feet, the symbols on his feet, the meaning of the symbols on his feet, Radha's feet, Gaur's feet. And then gradually guna smaran, 64 qualities of Krishna, then lila smaran. And as these smarans are increasing, then one's eligibility, or he's increasing in his shraddha. He's passing from an artanivriti to nishta. Nishta means nam smaran. And then from nishta, then he comes to ruchi. Ruchi means then he comes rupam. He has taste for Krishna's form. And this is ruchi. Then his lila smaran actually begins at bhava. That's why generally it's told that one can really enter lila in a siddhadeya at bhava. Because at bhava, you contact surup shakti of the Lord, which is ladini and samvit. Then all the clear revelation of one's siddhadeya is revealed. And then one has the purity and the attachment and the feelings to actually enter the lila and relish the lila. So this is the true entrance of lila. And the true Lila Smaran in a proper way begins at the level of bhava. And we can try to touch it before that, but it won't stick very well. So internally, once you remember Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes, associates, and so forth, Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Grihe va vaneti take ha goranga bole dake, Narottam mongi tarasange. Whether you live in the griha or the van, take the name, chant the name. Whether you live in home or as a householder in the forest, as a renunciate, you should shout, Bole dake, O goranga. If anyone is doing this, whether he's grihasta or a vanaprastha or a vairagi, Narottam is begging for his sangha. Narottam mange tara sangha. O goranga, O goranga. So externally, the cover doesn't matter. It's the position of the heart and mind that counts. So then tomorrow, there's another verse in this discussion. Verse 12. We'll discuss that verse tomorrow. Any questions? There's viraha and sambhog, meeting and separation. And Prabhupada, in his letter in 1969, he said, Vipralamba Seva, the mood of separation, the mood, it's like an abbas, it's a semblance. Abbas means a semblance. That, where is Krishna? Is Krishna with me? Kada, nayanam galadashudaryam, kada. Oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I'm studying the teachings of Shikshastakam, but there's no tears coming to my eyes. And I don't feel any separation. So we cry because we can't cry. My Lord, you're there. This is, and what to speak, I'm in Vrindavan. You never take a step out of Vrindavan. And there's nothing said like this about America or Russia or Europe or Australia, that Krishna never takes a step into it. He never takes a step out of it. Krishna never takes a step into Russia. He never takes a step out of Russia. But it's told in Vrindavan, Krishna never takes a step out. So Krishna's here, and I'm here. I'm here, Krishna. I'm in your homeland. I'm in your playground. This is your playground. Lila Stali means the playground. And the kids go to the playground. So Krishna's playground. Lila Bhumi. How do you translate Lila Bhumi? Playground. Bhumi means ground. Lila means play, drama. So why I can't see? Because I don't have prema. Oh, why don't I have prema? I have the means to prema. I have Guru Kripa. I have Nam. And I have Garanga. Garanga's mercy, he's giving it. He's saying, take it, take the prema, chant. What is the problem? Avoid these 10 offenses, chant Shuddha Nam. Surrender. What's the big deal? So then we lament. We lament in that mood of separation. So separation has different nuances or different levels. So the cultivation of the mood of separation, we will just say separation. We don't want to use any technical terms of Vipralamba Bhava, because then we're talking about the high technicalities of Prema Tattva. So we're far from Prema Tattva. We can study Prema Tattva and try to understand, but as far as our own practices, then we read these prayers of the great devotees. And what happens, just like you take medicine, like homeopathic medicine is very slow. You take these, what do you call these, different tinctures of different chemicals, and they're very small amount. And then they gradually collect in the body, and they have some effect to reorient the cell structure of the body and to remove some, you know, different polarity in the cells and create a more harmonious, healthy environment. They have their theory of healing, the homeopathic theory. So you take and you take, and it's very slow, and all of a sudden after 1 year, then you see some result many times, or sometimes sooner. So when we read these verses about separation and we sing these prayers, then something comes, some little bit of tincture comes in our heart and brain, and we feel some separation. And gradually, as we develop our relationship with the Nam or with a particular deity of the Lord or with the Holy Dham, then we feel attachment. Separation and attachment go side by side. As we increase our attachment for Krishna, we also increase our separation. Because we become attached to Tadiyanam Samarchanam. The things that are connected with Krishna are Samarchan, equally worshipable. So in the beginning we become attached to things related to Krishna. Krishna's, which is like Udipan, or it's like Lamban, things related to Krishna. Krishna's Dham, Krishna's temple, Krishna's prasadam, Krishna's devotees, Krishna's books, Krishna's philosophy. These are things related to Krishna. And then when we're not with those, we feel separation. When we're not with devotees, or we're not in the temple, I'm a traveling sankirtan, let's get back to the temple, I miss the temple. And we're eating all, we're cooking out and eating all this fruits and dried fruits and New Zealand honey on traveling sankirtan, and I'm tired of this, I want to get back and eat some Radha Gopinath prasadam, Mahaprasad. And so we feel separation. It's a lower level, but it's a type of separation. And gradually the separation develops for the person. As we become more attached to Krishna, more purified, then we start to relate, we start to develop, uncover, all the other things become secondary and the person becomes primary. Now the objects, spiritual objects related to Krishna are primary and Krishna the person is secondary. But as we become advanced, then the person Krishna becomes primary. And yeah, okay, Bhagavatam is there, Holy Dham is there, but Krishna is there, my Krishna. Book or no book or prasad, you know, Krishna, the person. And where's my Krishna? And I close my eyes and I can't see him. And I was seeing him and I was meditating on him and now I can't see him. Where is he? You know, so that's as we become more purified, we become more attached. As we become more attached, we move closer to Krishna. As we move closer to Krishna, we feel more separation. Because we're close but not close. Momentarily we see. Even the great devotees set the example. It's not that they're just holding on to Krishna 24 hours a day. He lets them go. Raghunath Das is showing that. Even on the topmost levels of Priyojan Bhajan, of Mantri Sarup Bhajan, and Leela Spurti. He's having Spurti, then he's losing. And having Spurti, then losing. It's Antardasha, then Ardha Bhayadasha, then Bhayadasha. Internal consciousness, then half internal, external, then external consciousness. Internal consciousness, I'm a mantri, I'm there, I'm Rati Mantri, I'm serving, I'm brushing Radharani's hair, I'm massaging Krishna's feet, and Rupa Mantri is massaging Radharani's feet, and then one day Rupa says, oh, we take Radharani's feet and I'm massaging gently. And then I lose that meditation, then I'm lamenting, oh, I'm seeing that, then I'm half internal, external conscious, then I come to external conscious, oh, I'm so unfortunate. Like this. So this separation, it develops. Almost unconsciously, it develops. Like people come to Holy Dham, and they say, oh yeah, I went once. Oh, I have to get back. I used to go once a year, then twice a year, then longer period, then longer period, then finally I'll forget it, I move, and come here. So it's like this.